All right, Brian, you're a Minnesota Viking, man. Congratulations. How's it feel?
Thank you so much. It's the best feeling in the world. I'm so excited to be a Minnesota Viking and get to work.
You got an athletic pedigree, man. Your parents were good athletes. I'm sure other people in your family were good athletes. You're a good athlete, great basketball player in high school. You played defense as a football player in high school. And, you go to college, obviously, to a good program, and here you are in the NFL. But sports and athletics have been a big part of your life, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Ever since I was a little kid, playing with all my little cousins since I was 5 years old, every different sport, every year. And it's been a blast. It's been a fun ride. And kind of being able to share that moment with my family and friends tonight is something I'll never forget. And couldn't be more excited that it's for the Minnesota Vikings and a great franchise and great ownership. And I'm pumped. I'm stoked. I'm elated at everything I could ever ask for. So.
Yeah.
Let's get to work.
Yeah, that's right. And everyone is excited to get to work around here. Some of the players are back in the building. I mean, what's it going to be like to be on a new team and get to know new teammates?
I'm not really sure. I'm kind of come in like I did freshman year of college and kind of come in and work hard and kind of earn everyone else's trust and, kind of keep my mouth shut and grind. That's all you can do as the new guy coming in. And same thing as it was I was a freshman. I'm going to do my best every single day and give everything I got and, kind of get to know the guys. Cause I think that's a big part of it is kind of having a tight knit group. And from everything I've heard, this is a really tight knit group. So, I'm so pumped.
Yeah. I think a big part of football and being coached is getting better at the things that you need to get better at. But for fans who are going to watch you play, what are some things that maybe are strengths of your game that you like doing on the field?
Yeah. I like playing on the edge. I like blocking edge rushers, and kind of being out there on an island by myself is something I take pride in. And, with Kirk back there now, I know that's a big job and I'm ready to come in and kind of do whatever's asked of me. But at the same time, I'm going to protect him. And, he is the franchise. He's the quarterback. So, there's nothing better feeling than being able to lock a guy down and keep him away from our quarterback. And that's something I take very seriously, and I'm going to do my best to do.
Are you a vocal player on the field? Are you a quiet, keep your head down, grind away type of player? What's your kind of your style of play?
In college, I was a little bit more vocal the last couple of years, just because I was one of the older guys on the offensive line. But coming in and kind of being the new guy, at first I'm going to keep my mouth shut. But if something needs to be said, I'm going to say it. But at the same time, try to lead by example. I don't try to talk unless I feel like something needs to be said. I think I'm going to try to let my work ethic talk and let kind of my production talk. And I think that's, the thing moving forward that's going to help our team the best, is kind of by letting the work talk and, keep my mouth shut. You got two ears and one mouth, so listen twice as much as you talk.
Hey, man, when you're playing across from Everson Griffin and Linval Joseph and Eric Kendricks, Harrison Smith, that's probably a good idea at first, right?
Probably a good idea, yeah. Pin your ears back, keep your mouth shut, and get ready to work. So, those are some studs on the other side of the ball, so practice you get ready.
Yeah, man, we're excited to have you here. Congrats on being drafted. Happy you're a Viking and looking forward to seeing you when you get to Minnesota, all right?
Awesome. Thanks so much for the time. Couldn't be happier. And Skol Vikings, baby.